Exclusive Fighter James Vick on MMA, Hog Hunting, and Online Activism. By Warner Todd Houston on April 26, 2022. Breitbart News Daily podcast host Alex Marla welcomed MMA fighter James Vick onto his daily podcast 121, Monday to talk about the fight game, hunting, the left, and even a little bit of catfish noodling. James Vick, who began his career in the Ultimate Fighting Championship before moving on to other MMA organizations, is a fighter, coach, hunting enthusiast, and online influencer. He began his interview by noting that people really need to start speaking up to thwart the left's continuing assault on children and its attack on women's sports, and then talked of his favorite pastimes, including hunting, fishing, and noodling. When Marlow asked Vick about transgenderism in sports, the fighter was unabashed about his opposition. "It's just crazy to think that you can have a biological male, who at one point decides he is going to change his gender, competing against women. They're physically so much bigger, I mean it's nuts," he said. "I couldn't even imagine this happening at a high level in fighting where people really get hurt," he continued. "If you're a coach letting your female fighter fight a trans guy, you're a horrible coach. You're risking a person's injury with this serious stuff." He also insisted that female athletes who have worked their whole lives for their sport are getting cheated when a man suddenly decides he's a woman and enters female sports competitions. Marlow segued into Vick's favorite activities and asked specifically about his catfish noodling, something that the fighter said he only recently started doing. When Marlow asked Vick to describe the sport, Vick replied, "I'm not a great noodle. I've only been a few times," Vick warned. He described the sport of noodling as, "Basically you find where the catfish are at. They're lying on their eggs under a rock or something. And once you know where they're at, you reach in there, and you run your hand through their mouth. And you grab them, and you're basically fishing with your hands." Marlow noted how amazed he was that people could just reach into the water and pull out giant catfish. Vick raved about one of his noodling videos in which he grabbed a catfish that was only ounces short of weighing 60 pounds. Host Marlow joked that the whole idea seemed somewhat frightening to him. But, amusingly, the tough fighter admitted that when he went on his first noodling expedition, he let his friends put their hands in first before he tried it. "I was a little timid about doing it without their advice first," Vick admitted. Vick also spoke about how much he enjoys wild hog hunting in his home state of Texas. Vick noted that not only does he usually clean his prey and use them for food for his family, but he is hunting ethically because hogs are destructive predators that have overpopulated various rural areas in Texas. Vick can be found online at @JamesVickMA on both Twitter and Instagram. Before his fun and informative interview with Vick, Marlow did a recap of the weekend's news and covered events, including Earth Day activities and the self-immolation of a climate change activist who committed suicide outside the U.S. Supreme Court. Marlow was thrilled that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis keeps taking it to the far left and the woke Disney Corporation, and then pointed out that Donald Trump's prediction about the marriage of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle is probably right on. Marlow also spoke to Breitbart London Bureau Chief Oliver Lane about the recent presidential election between Emmanuel Macron and Marie Le Pen in France. But Marlow began the program with a heartbreaking story of the Texas National Guard member who sacrificed his life to save two illegal aliens who were drowning in a Texas river. While the illegals survived, the heroic soldier did not. And, infuriatingly, it was later discovered that the illegals were criminal drug smugglers. Texas Rangers are currently investigating the circumstances of Private Bishop Evans' heroism, Marlow told his audience. The initial information, Marlow continued, led them to believe that the two migrants who were struggling in the current that Evans saved were actually illegal, transnational narcotics traffickers. Marlow added, "Lo and behold, these were not sending their best. These were people who were trying to bring illegal narcotics into the United States of America." And Bishop Evans, who is 22 years old, a Texas National Guard specialist of Arlington, Texas, has been missing and presumed to have drowned. "Drowned trying to save two migrants," which we print all the time at Breitbart, "how migrants get saved by our bravest Americans. He drowned trying to save two that were trying to smuggle illegal drugs into the United States of America. Because he didn't know. How would he know they were not sending their best? So, it is in one story why we need to have our border taken more seriously by people who are in charge of it." Marlo capped his discussion by asking the left if black lives really do matter to the activists, because Specialist Evans was a black man who lost his life trying to save people's lives. Yet BLM has been silent on the incident. The Breitbart News Daily podcast runs Monday through Friday as a director's cut of the SXM Patriot radio show. Hosted by Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlo, you'll hear Alex's take on the big political stories, interviews with various newsmakers, and the Patriot caller of the day. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.